We're now talking with head coach Josh Lyle of the Tri-County Baseball Program. A big game tonight, and we've been kind of highlighting this one for these two young baseball programs in the fall. You got Grundy R5 over at Galt, and you have Tri-County over at Jamesport. They're going to meet at Jamesport tonight. And I do believe it's a softball-baseball doubleheader, so softball first and then baseball. Is that correct, Coach Lyle?
Yeah, that's correct. The softball game starts at 5.
So it should be a couple of really competitive matchups. Have you guys really been kind of zooming in on this one, too, for the same reasons that we've been talking about, knowing that they're kind of on the same footing that you guys are?
Yes, yeah. We've circled this one at the start of the season. We had a couple other games that we thought we were going to be a little bit more competitive in. We just haven't played that well, but we've really been keyed in on this game.
When we talked a week ago, you're on your way to Brunswick. We talked as you were down in Chillicothe. 14-0, so you know the final score wasn't all that pleasant going down to Brunswick. Were there things that you looked at the way your team played and you took on the good side from it?
Not really. We struggled last week. We came out real flat. We had a pretty good chance to be real competitive in that game. They only had 9 players on their roster that night, and we just never could get in a rhythm after we got off the bus. It was a pretty long trip. About an hour and a half down there, and we just never got into any kind of a rhythm at all, and so we just struggled from the get-go.
I think we've both been kind of those situations in our careers, whether you go to a different place, whether you're in my position, or I played in high school too, and if you just go to a strange place that you don't go to all that often, sometimes it's just it's kind of that psychological thing to just get yourself up and ready to go.
Yeah, it was a learning lesson for our boys, because we kind of got into them a little bit in practice after that, and we kind of got them a little bit more focused and back on task of things that we're trying to accomplish, and I think we've had a pretty good week of practice since then, so hopefully we're ready to go tonight.
I know you and Coach Bunnell over at Grundy are fairly close, being on high school together and those things. Have you kind of talked back and forth about this matchup?
Yeah, we have, and we both know where each other is at and where each program's at. So it should be a fun game. Hopefully we can come out and we can throw strikes and we can do what we need to do and come away with a win. And I know he's going into it the exact same way I am, so it should be pretty competitive.
Well, the game is at your place, and I'm not sure how much it's worth, but you have to figure it's worth something. How much is home field worth in this game tonight?
For us, it's going to be a lot, just because, like I said, we've had a couple long trips. We've had La Plata and Atlanta and that Brunswick game, and so I'm ready just to drive over to Jamesport from Trenton and play a home game. It's going to be nice for our boys.
I think the biggest thing, and somebody's going to win this game tonight, is going to feel a lot better than the team that doesn't win, but you kind of figure that both teams are going to be able to do enough good things against competition tonight that both teams should get a lot of benefit going into the last couple of weeks of the season.
No, absolutely. It's going to be – this game, win or lose, is going to help us, just because I think it's going to be a pretty competitive game, and hopefully it's a back-and-forth game, and we both do good things. Because I want Galt and then I want baseball in general just to be better in Northwest Missouri, and so no matter what, it'll do a lot of good for both teams.
And at least for you guys, we're talking about this off the air. You don't play again until the 25th, which is obviously 13 days away. So we're looking at a Monday the week after next against Linn County. You'd like to kind of be sitting on a break like that with a win.
Absolutely, yeah. It's going to feel much better for our boys mentally if we come out of this with a win and go in for a long break, because we've only got, after tonight, we've got 2 games. We got that game on the 25th at Linn County, or versus Linn County at Jamesport, and then we go to Novinger, I believe it's October 2nd.
Mm-hmm. How much can baseball season as a whole, and just kind of staying active, and certainly not having the success that you want scoreboard-wise, but when you look at a lot of these boys, I'm sure they're going to be playing basketball. How much can just being in a sport in the fall help them to get ready for a sport that I know most small schools, including Jamesport, really put a lot of focus on?
It's big. It gets them into just working with teammates learning how to come together and accomplish a goal as a team versus an individual sport. it'll be big. It'll help them. It'll help them a lot going into basketball season, and then the same coming out whenever we come into spring ball. They're going to be ready to go. They're going to know what to expect and know how to go about practicing and staying focused and whatnot. So it's going to be a huge mind block mentally going into basketball.
So there's obviously pitching, there's defense, and there's hitting. Does one in a game like tonight against Grundy, does one kind of feel like that one's going to be more important than another if you just had to guess at this point?
I think every part of it's going to be important because hopefully we go out and we get a solid pitching performance out of a starting pitcher. But then again, I think knowing our situation and knowing their situation, where pitching has not been either one of our best aspects of our game, that we're going to go in there and hopefully that everything comes together and we just put an all-around game together.
And we were talking, obviously, earlier with Coach Willett, and I told you off the air, it's about as positive with a win or loss perspective, winning 3 of 4, an interview I've had Tri-County in years. So just very, very happy for them. And the fact that they get to play before you tonight, you're playing a conference rival. It should be a fun night in Jamesport.
No, it should be. We actually have pretty good support from the community, and even in our games, the softball girls have had a real good turnout, and even in our games after it, they've hung around and watched, and we haven't really gave them a whole lot to cheer for. So hopefully tonight's a little bit different story.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I'll certainly get the scores on the air come morning with the Panthers over at Jamesport tonight, take on the Tri-County Mustangs. Coach Lyle, thanks for joining us, and good luck tonight.
Yep, thank you, sir.